my family background. So I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. My dad's a chef. My mom's a hairstylist. My sister actually just had a baby. Not just, but she had a little baby girl. Her name is Brooklyn. She is a year and 6 months. So 18 months. I think that's how you're supposed to say it. little brother just graduated high school. His graduation gift, I bought him tickets to EDC, which is Electric Daisy Carnival.
Is he a football player too?
No, my little brother's actually the rebel of the family. He's my height, my build, and he doesn't like playing sports. Really? So,
what does he like to do?
He likes to skateboard, some of the same stuff I like to do when I was a kid. He likes to skateboard, he likes to ride bikes, he likes to draw. He's actually pretty good. He's a really good painter. That's about it. That's about all he does. Hangs out with friends. Typical teenager stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you said he just graduated high school.
Yeah, he did just graduate high school.
Where's he going? Does he want to go to college?
He actually wants to be a barber.
Really?
Yeah. My mom, she was diagnosed with vertigo about 4 years ago, so she can't. She has like a chemical imbalance in her body or some along those lines. But it deals with your equilibrium. So if you stand for long periods of time, you get dizzy. So with her being a hairstylist, you know, she has to, she has to sit down quite a bit. A few years later, after she was diagnosed with that, they actually found a small hole in her heart. So they went in and patched that up, and she's been okay ever since. So I mean, she used to do hair and nails. So now it's just hair, and she does it from home. Just, you know, it makes things convenient, easier for her. You know, with my niece. You know, she's able to help her with babysitting and kind of fluctuate with her schedule a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your high school football career a little bit?
High school football career. I was actually kicked off the team. Not kicked off the team. I quit my first year I tried out. My coaches ended up convincing me to come back. You know, I grew up, I was a skateboarder. I skateboarded for 10 years before even thinking about playing a sport. And, you know, I quit the team and they talked me to come back, and I came back, and, you know, I found that it was really stress relieving for me. You know, I had a blast the first time doing it, and, you know, I stuck with it ever since. The second year I played, I had some great issues. The team was actually going to pull me up to go to varsity for state, for the state finals, and I didn't have the grades to play.
Really?
So, yeah, that was the end of that one. Junior and senior year, they were pretty smooth. You know, teams started coming in because of my size. You know, just how I played. I played on both sides of the ball. I played guard a little bit. I was our kicker and our punter, and then I played defensive end. Most memorable event from, well, besides winning two state championships.
Yeah.
But, I mean, besides that, I recorded seven sacks in two games.
No way.
And it was against the same team. Like, we played in the last game of our season.
Yeah.
And then we played them again, first round of playoffs.
That's awesome.
So I recorded seven sacks in two games. It's pretty cool. I mean, I always lined up against the same guy because I knew I was going to get past him.
Yeah.
Some other things I did in college, you know, or high school. I wasn't just a football player. I stopped skateboarding. I completely gave it up so that I could focus on athletics. I wrestled for 4 years. Met some real great guys. Wrestled with some guys that went on to wrestle in college. You know, I some of my closest friends back home in Vegas are actually guys that I wrestled with. You know, I've spent countless hours with those guys, you know, wrestling, and, you know, I've built a brotherhood with those guys that can never be broken. So, and then I also did track and field, and it wasn't just the field part.
Busy.
Like, yeah, I had to stay busy, otherwise I got in trouble. That was the problem. My first year, I didn't do any of that. I didn't take football serious, and I got bored. I quit, I ran track. I threw the discus, but I also ran the 100 meter, 200 meter. 4x1, all that stuff. You know, actually won, you know, quite a few events at track meets and stuff. You know, guys would line up next to me and they're like, oh, this guy, 260 pounds in high school, and they're, I'm smoking them off the line and beating them in the 100-meter dash, and they're just like, oh, respect. You know, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to do it all just because I wanted to, I wanted to venture out. I'd never played a sport before, so, like, I wanted to see what everything was about.
Yeah.
You know, I tried out for basketball in middle school, did it for, like, 2 days, and I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. I'm going to stick to skateboarding.
So the more sports you played in high school was football, the one you really just had
The one that I knew was going to eventually pay my bills. I stuck with that one. So, yeah.
For college, so where did you end up going to school?
I went to school at Boise State University. Yeah, it's everyone always remembers it as the university with the blue turf. You know, we got the Smurf turf over there. I decided to go to school there because I had grew up in the big city, so I'd already experienced all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went on my visits. I went to Arizona State, Texas Tech. You know, I checked out UNLV, even though I wasn't going to go there. And I checked out Boise. You know, I had a lot of fun on my visits, and Boise was really the only one where I didn't go out. I mean, I went on my recruiting trips and you know, everybody was all about going out after the game and doing this and doing that, and I was just like I've done that. Like, that's not fun to me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I got to Boise, I went on my trip there, and I just had a blast there because it wasn't all about going out. You know, the next day, you know, you've got guys that are, they're all meeting up, hanging out, going to campfires and camping, and they're all just, like, hanging out, having a blast, but, like, nobody was drinking. You know, it was a blast. Like, I just had so much fun up there, and it was the small college town environment that I knew I wanted to go to. I was so tired of the big city that I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Boise. This whole town shuts down on game day. That's where I want to be.
And what do you think your biggest adjustment personally was when you got onto the field at Boise State?
The biggest adjustment for me was just the speed of the game. Like, I got to Boise, and those guys were flying. Like, I was there with guys like Orlando Scandrick, who plays for the Cowboys, Kyle Wilson, who plays for the Jets, Ryan Clady, who plays for the Broncos. Like, I was going against guys and watching guys like Kyle and Orlando run around on the field, and it was just so fast. You know, I thought we had fast guys in high school. No, these guys were blazing fast. Like, they had a lot of speed. And then I'm sitting there, like, pass rushing and run blocking against guys like Ryan Clady, who's been in the league for, you know, what is it, like, 7 or 8 years now, you know, with Denver. So I definitely got to practice against the best, and I think it's helped me get to where I am today.
When did you realize that you wanted to be a professional football player?
I guess I never really, it never really hit me until, like, my second year. Or my third year of college. Like, I'm seeing guys getting drafted left and right, and friends from other schools that are going to college or going to NFL, and I'm just like, wow, like, this is crazy. Seeing guys get signed for this, or like seeing guys getting drafted and seeing what round they're going in and how much they're getting paid, and I was like, you know what, I want a little piece of that. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I got a chance. You know, I sat down with my coach, and you know, he kind of explained to me, like, you know, this is what you need to do if you want to get there. And you know, that's the ultimate prize is to, you know, you're playing college football. You're the ultimate prize would be go to the NFL. But for me, it was a little different. You know, I had an opportunity to, you know, to leave after, you know, a really big Fiesta Bowl win my junior year. It was one of my best years. And I didn't. I stayed. I didn't graduate yet. I wasn't leaving that university until I had my degree in hand. So I stuck around and did what I had to do to get that paper in my hand and wore that gown. And, you know, everything worked out for me. You know, I had an okay senior season. And, you know, I just, like, I talked to mom, talked to dad, and I wasn't leaving that school until I had my degree. And that's what I went there. Like, that's why I went there. I was getting an education. It was free. So why not, you know, take advantage of that?